Welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. It's literally just that, 6 short minutes of motivational coaching tips, and the content is, I hope, easy to digest and easy to action today. So these short podcasts are designed to get you thinking about doing things differently and then actually doing things differently so that you can achieve the success that you desire. Success in 6 Minutes is a series of thoughts and ideas that you can start to put into action today. And I promise it is only 6 minutes, so there's no waffle. I get straight to the point. And your feedback and ideas are always welcome. So if there's something you'd like me to cover, just let me know through Instagram, mallory.penny, or you can reach me through my website, pennymallory.co.uk. So this episode is natural highs. You know, we all have 4 happy chemicals that naturally occur in our body that contribute to our positive feelings. There's 4 of them: dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And if you're interested in remembering all 4, just think DOSE, D-O-S-E. So whether these guys are acting alone or in concert, whether they're in small or large doses, when we feel happiness or joy, it's because one or more of these chemicals is coursing through our veins. Now, they serve a bigger purpose than to just make us feel good, a real practical purpose, our survival. Now, having a basic understanding of these chemicals and their power may be able to help you harness them and use them for your benefit rather than your downfall. So I'm going to explain briefly what each chemical does and how you might be able to produce more or less to help you get what you want. So very briefly, dopamine, the first one, is the chemical of motivation and achievement. It's the main hormone in the pleasure reward system, and it helps us to be motivated. And unfortunately, it also underlies addiction issues. So it's also known as the motivation molecule because it pushes us to get stuff done. And when it's produced and released into our body, it increases our drive, focus, and concentration. And that, of course, allows us to make plans, resist distractions, so we can achieve our goals. Have you ever felt the "I did it" boost when you've achieved something? Well, that's dopamine at work. It gives you the thrill of the chase in all aspects of life, whether it's sport or business or love. It's also part of the pleasure and reward system, so it allows us to feel and experience excitement, enjoyment, and even euphoria. However, not enough dopamine can result in us feeling unfocused, demotivated, tired, lethargic, and in worst case scenario, depressed. So we all need more dopamine, that's obvious. How would we encourage our bodies to release more? Well, do you know what? It's the simple stuff. Eating right, drinking right, having sex, making money, all this stuff increases the release of dopamine. So loads of exercise. For some people, it might be meditation, music, like I say, good sex, good sleep. Contact with people, hugging and dancing are great ways to produce more. But things like sugar, caffeine, video games, porn, gambling, nicotine, cocaine and alcohol, they also increase dopamine release. So you need to be really careful and just make sure you're getting your dopamine from habits that benefit you rather than afflict you. So number 2 on the list is oxytocin. This is the love hormone, or the chemical of love. It produces positive and negative effects on relationships. But the more we release into our bodies, the happier and more satisfying our relationships. So because of this, oxytocin seems to be responsible for some of the more admirable traits in humans, like love and loyalty, trustworthiness and courage. But because it makes you more protective of your partner or group, oxytocin can also make you more inclined to lie or bend ethical rules if you think it's going to benefit you. So how would you get more oxytocin? Well, again, at the top of the list is exercise, touching and human contact, maybe some meditation, good music, massage, being around pets is a great one, and giving gifts. Be careful, though, on the negative side, smoking and stress eating can also raise oxytocin levels. So number 3 on the list, serotonin. This is the happy chemical, also known as the happy molecule, because it basically helps us to maintain a positive mood. Low levels of serotonin are linked to depression, which is why antidepressant drugs are designed to boost serotonin. But of course, antidepressant drugs do not suit everybody, and they do have side effects. But there are natural ways we can increase serotonin. That's through eating turmeric, dark chocolate in small amounts, of course, green tea, cold water, fatty fish, yogurts, that kind of stuff. But beware, the following will also help to reduce your serotonin levels, and that's alcohol, artificial sweeteners, and caffeine. Last on the list, endorphins. These are released in the presence of stress or fear or pain, and they're also a response to exertion. They work pretty much in the same way as drugs like morphine and codeine, in that they temporarily stop pain. They note they can bring on feelings of euphoria. I don't know if you've ever experienced, after exercising at high intensity, a kind of runner's high. That's endorphins working for you. So how do we get more? Again, exercise, laughing, sex, music, meditation, all this good stuff. Eating chocolate, if it's the dark stuff. So you can see there are loads of ways to release more of these natural painkillers and increase euphoria in your body. But which ones you choose will depend pretty much on your goals, on your self-will and your mindset. So if you sit around eating chocolate and drinking wine, you might feel good at the time, but there will be detrimental effects down the line. So when these chemicals are well balanced, they really strive for your survival. When they're unbalanced, they become dangerous and destructive. So beware. You don't have full control of these chemicals, but you do have some. So by doing certain activities, loads of exercise, eating the right foods, drinking the right stuff, and avoiding certain things, you really can help to align the chemicals that benefit your body and ultimately your life. So there you are, four naturally occurring painkillers and happy chemicals in our body that we all need more of. And if you want to remember them, remember it's D-O-S-E.